We're back on In Focus here, News Radio KMAN, actually just getting started here on a Tuesday morning. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here this morning by Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
And we also have a couple guests joining us as well from Pottawatomie County Public Works. We have Interim Public Works Administrator Dustin Newman. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Janelle Ralph, Public Works Engineering Aide, also. Welcome. Pleasure to have you all on. Of course, lots of things going on in Pottawatomie County. We heard yesterday a number of updates from the different department heads, and you know it's always good to hear when things are going well. It seems like for the most part, that seems to be the case.
We hope so. We're only one day away from something else being an issue because of the magnitude of what's been going on with COVID and with growth and planning for future budget work. And so our time is with meeting all of these people is to hear what their concerns are, what they have accomplished or done with the CARES money that was assigned to several of the departments to make things safer and healthier so that they can serve the public. And then the rest of them are reporting on numbers and services provided from the fire, the police, the courts. And we keep track of that because it's a different kind of year this year with things in the health department needing services. In some cases, the courts closed down. It makes an interesting dynamic. So
yeah, no doubt. Well, and the CARES money was good. It kind of helped prop a lot of things up here. I know people have benefited from that, but there's really no replacement, I know, for the revenues coming in. And I don't know what the latest revenue report has looked like in Pond County, but I imagine it hasn't been great, but probably not terrible.
Well, I think we probably have, and I didn't look at this in the past week, an update wasn't necessarily on that, but we've stayed pretty steady with sales tax. And if tax collections are, the late payments were sent out to the people who were late in payment, and some of that's coming in, what probably in our county is an advantage is that we have a lot of manufacturing, and they work to keep those businesses open simply because that was different than having school with teachers and all of the kids together. And they've all been told, you know, the county did not put in a mask regulation after the follow-up because we told everybody to put out on the door what they needed to have. Say, you can't have six, don't come in, call me, we'll deliver to the street, keep on making your profits. And so we're fairly stable over there with the revenues, except that I didn't ask yesterday about exactly where it was, but that's the current challenge. Our outside challenge is if the legislature says that when we have economic growth and increased valuation, they don't want us to be able to use that money. We went down in our mill levy last year by the county because of that, and the tax lid was that. Now they're going to want us to publish, and every taxing entity has to publish if they want to increase their monies. It's a timeline problem. It doesn't fit into the schedule of finishing a budget, advertising an election, holding an election. If it doesn't make distance, you republish the budget for so many days, and it gets up against the idea of getting the money collected and to the state from escrow accounts and other things in a timely manner so that finance at the top end might get squished a little. And that bill hasn't passed, but it has confounded most of the commissioners across the state simply because there isn't manpower to send out and do all those things, and where you have just a clerk and one assistant to identify all those little districts. It's complicated. We'll continue to look at that one as the legislature moves through.
All right. Well, that was some good news yesterday from the health department saying that, you know, they got over 400 people vaccinated last week in Wamego and continuing to get more and more people vaccinated. I think that's a really good sign. And you kind of just talk about the work that they're doing, especially all the volunteers that have come out to help.
Well, they have had very good success with volunteers. That was, an operation in the county health office does not have the secretarial work to call somebody and say, we've got the vaccines and we're going to give them out in two days, and you need to be at this time, and you have to remember to reschedule to do the second one, and keep track of who got the one, and if something backs out and they've thawed out the vaccines, having somebody to use them before the end of that day. They thaw out in about 3 hours, as I recall, and are good for another 2 to 3 hours. And then if they're not used, they're lost. And so that just coordinating all of that has been enormous. And they have had volunteers come in and help them from other agencies and the hospitals, and had very, very good comments from people who have gone through the system over there. If a person is on the list and has not yet been contacted, especially over 65 or with extraordinary illness, they can contact Leslie Campbell, but the email is lcampbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, at pottcounty.org, and leave a message that you are available on short notice or would like to come to the next session. We didn't have the vaccines in hand yet yesterday, so you can't tell somebody. It'll be on Wednesday until you really have them and they know where they want to go and what they want to do next, but then a snowstorm has stopped us a couple times. So those folks who are working with that are doing a yeoman's job trying to make sure that they reach everybody that is wanting the vaccine, and especially those that have a life-threatening or challenging health.
All right. Well, this past week's been kind of a challenge altogether. You know, not so much today because it's going to be like 70 degrees, but you know, I know last week was a tough week, and you guys opened up some warming centers there in Pottawatomie County. You know, the fire department was very well involved in that, and I heard Jared's report yesterday during the county commission meeting, and sounds like, you know, everybody kind of stepped up when they needed to from all the volunteer fire departments.
Well, in our vision, the fire departments are in all towns. Most of them are new. They're close, and they have a big room in there that is heated to keep the trucks in condition to run. And it's an absolute truth to me about county government that what we own and what we have to serve should be out there when the people need it as much as possible. And it's not always easy to get to the right place at the right time, but they put that together fast and had opportunities available for anybody that needed that support. And some of the volunteer firemen, which is largely, it is what our county operates on, they went in and helped and were willing to be there for that, not being hot, but keeping warm.
Yeah.
So pleased to all of them. Thank you. I want to say that we were pleased that they were willing to take their time and do that. And that's kind of the spirit of the county about volunteers and help.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. That's very nice to see that. We've got Dustin Newman and Janelle Ralph standing by here to talk some public works information. And I know that we're going to talk a little bit about dust control. That was a key point, I think, brought up in yesterday's meeting. I didn't quite get to that part of the meeting yesterday. But Dustin, what have we got on that issue?
We were approved this year to go ahead and do dust control. Last year, it was a little bit different with COVID, the way we handled things. But this year, we were approved to do 10 miles of essentially roads that are over 200 cars a day. And with that, we also have the residential spray program that allows individuals that would like to have spray done in front of their houses to fill out an application, and then we come out and spray it based on that application.
There is a cost to that, right?
Yes, there is a cost to that.
And I could to say in some places we encourage neighbors to go together if they're close by and perhaps arrange for that if they want it, or homeowners associations. It's kind of locally, how can they put it together and get as much control along their houses as possible in some of those areas if they're concerned.
When does that usually start taking place? Is that a springtime thing, Dustin?
We schedule to start our residential sprays in May, but the county spray for traffic, heavily traveled roads, that will probably start in April.
All right. And imagine, yeah, it's been pretty dry. This is probably a big need for a lot of people, especially out in the rural parts of the county.
Well, when you live on the north side of a gravel road, one vehicle driving by can get pretty dusty. And we have some heavily traveled roads. That's why we have the county spray for the 10 miles.
All right.
The county spray for the 10 miles is mainly for safety. We get on some heavily traveled roads, and we try to treat the intersections in spots that you might have trouble with.
All right. And Speaking of some of those roads, I know getting in and maintaining them is just another challenge here. What's that been like here this winter?
It's been different. We've had not as much moisture, but we've also had a couple of storms here. When the thawing happens, that's when the roads typically turn to a muddy mess. So we're trying to get the snow blade off the roads so that we can avoid the muddy dirt. But yeah, we're getting after it and getting them maintained.
All right. And I see that this is something you guys kind of contract out. Is that right, Dee?
Not the road maintenance, but we do have a bid for the dust control.
Okay.
They do the prep of the road and follow up with the dust control being put on it. And then we try not to go on those roads for a period of time so that we don't take the magnesium chloride that's put on there and move it off before it serves. Anytime there's a little moisture in the air, it works really well. When it gets super dry, it certainly helps, but it is it's a kind of a magnet for moisture. If it's a foggy day or anything, it'll help the roads not be dusty.
Well, and that's a good thing for someone like me who deals with allergies in the spring, dust allergies specifically, and you know that anything we can do to mitigate that, I think, is a welcome thing for me and others in Pottawatomie County. So,
how about a wet mask?
Yeah, there you go.
Still have those around to help out, I guess, now.
Yeah, no doubt. Dee McKee joining us here along with Dustin Newman and Janelle Rao from Public Works in Pottawatomie County. We've got to take our first break of the show. We'll come back and more discussion after this on News Radio KMAN.